Okay, today we're going to learn Perek Dalet Mishnayos, Beis and Gimel. So if you recall, Mishnah Aleph in this Perek just ran through all seven mitzvos that we do over the Yom Tov of Sukkos and told us how many days of Sukkos each of these mitzvos apply for. So we had said, Lulav Arava is either Shisha or Shiva. Both the mitzvah of Dalet Minim and the mitzvah of Arava either applies for 6 days or applies for 7 days. So we're elaborating on that. Lulav Shiva Ketzad, when is it that the mitzvah of Lulav applies for all 7 days of Sukkos? Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Lulav Shiva. If the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, then the Lulav is taken for all 7 days. The Chacham Asr doing the mitzvah of Lulav and Shabbos, but they didn't apply their Gzeira on the first day of Yom Tov. So in a year, when the first day is Shabbos, then the mitzvah of Lulav is kept even on Shabbos. They would do the mitzvah even on Shabbos. Ushar Kal Yamin, but if any other day falls out on Shabbos, meaning if the first day falls out on any other day, I should say, then Shisha. I mean, the first day of Yom Tov is a weekday, so then that would mean that the Shabbos that overlaps with Yom Tov is, you're not going to be able to take Lulav. We only allow taking Lulav on Shabbos if the first day is Shabbos. So that's how Lulav could either be for all 7 days or for only 6 days. Mishnah Gimel, Arava Shiva Ketzad. How is it possible that the mitzvah of Arava applies for either 7 days or 6 days? So Yom Shvi Shal Arava Shechal Yom B'Shabbos Arava Shiva. So what day one is for Lulav, day seven is for Arava. Meaning, if the seventh day of Arava, the seventh day of Sukkot, what we call Hoshana Rabba, falls out on a Shabbos, then we allow the Arava to be done even on Shabbos. Normally, the Chacham asered Arava on Shabbos, but they did not aser it when the seventh day is on Shabbos. There's not so much reason to be afraid that the Arava will, you know, that doing the mitzvahs Arava will lead to Chil Shabbos, because it was done by Shluchim of the Sanhedrin and the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, so you can trust them that they're not going to do anything wrong. But the Chachamim were concerned about something else. They were worried that if the Arava is always Mutar on Shabbos, people will think that it's more important than Lulav. So since we had to take a day, we had to make Lulav Asr on Shabbos unless it was the first day, and we only have one day where Lulav would be Docha Shabbos, we had to make Arava parallel Lulav so that people not think that Arava is somehow more important than Lulav. Ushar Kal Yom Shisha. So if the seventh day falls on any other day of the week, meaning not on Shabbos, then we would only do Arava for 6 days and not on the day that is Shabbos. So to summarize what we learned today, in Mishnah Beis we said that Lulav is for 7 days when the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, because then it's Docha Shabbos. When the first day of Yom Tov falls out on any other day of the week, and therefore Shabbos is not the first day of Yom Tov, then Lulav would not be taken on Shabbos, it would only be taken for 6 days. And we have a parallel din when it comes to Arava on the seventh day. That in Mishnah Gimel we said that if Arava, if Shabbos falls out on the seventh day, then you would take Arava for all 7 days. But if Shabbos falls out on any of the other days, then you would only take Arava for 6 days because you would not take it on Shabbos. Okay, next time, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet.